Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus investors in on the news moving the sector and our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focusing on themes we believe investors should have in the portfolio for the longer term, but sector trends that investors should want exposure to both today and as the sector continues to grow and evolve. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for rebalancing. Again, I'm Tim Seymour, and I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages and combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who invests in early stage asset classes. This is the Market Weekly for the week of May 23. And as we get into this week and we quickly look back at performance on a 5-day, you can see the cannabis markets have largely held serve sideways to up across the sector. And if you look over the last 2 to 3 weeks, maybe more or less in line with global markets, although last week, intra-week, we certainly saw the S&P and the NASDAQ hit fresh lows as we started to digest more macro. I think cannabis, you know, the questions are, what are really the drivers here? And we'll quickly review the 5-day performance for the sector. But the sense that cannabis has put in a bottom, I still think is a function of where global market trends go, even though, as I say, emerging markets tend to bottom first. Let's see with cannabis. On a 5-day spread, some interesting divergence and spread between some of the outperformers and underperformers. In the bigger companies, you actually saw Cresco Labs up 6%. You had TerrAscend up 5.9%, Trulieve up 4.8%. You then saw a handful of the ancillary plays trade lower, including Weedmaps, including GrowGen. You actually saw real underperformance in Canada. Canopy down 8.3%, Tilray down 5.3%. Canada's been underperforming significantly after outperforming. But if you look at the year-to-date numbers, both U.S. and Canada are about down 35 to 40%. Pick your company. That's what you got. In terms of an earnings profile this week, we continue to have a handful of players reporting both in the U.S. and in Canada. Canopy does report this week in addition to Verano before market on the 25th. In terms of just volume trends remain anemic and actually have seen some of the poorest volume trends in cannabis in the last few months, over the last few weeks. One idea in terms of how investors should be looking at the cannabis sector relative to the broader market and other traditional GIC sectors, cannabis as a staple. So with the risk-off environment and a lot of risk-off as it relates to cannabis, but it's, you know, cannabis is not a negative free cash flow software company or an EV SPAC that's priced for hyper growth. And in fact, at this point, you can make an argument that cannabis should be very defensive, should be a consumer staple. And we are seeing a couple of the analysts talk about that. Certainly seeing the C-suite try to talk about that in their earnings commentary. As mentioned, the folks at Canopy reporting this week, they announced a plan last week to acquire California vape brand Jetty Extracts and continues Canopy's move into more of a brand focused profile. Let's continue to follow that path. But again, I think the market has tried to determine what are the right paths for these bigger players to go in terms of asset heavy, asset light, and the margin profiles that continue to get weaker. And partly what I would argue is where the analyst community and the investor community is pricing cannabis. It's not about lack of federal. In fact, I would make an argument that the investors that are in cannabis at this point are the ones, obviously, that can invest now. And there's going to be a lot of new capital that comes into the space. But for the existing investor base, the biggest issues for cannabis have been the lack of sequential growth and some of the challenges on the COVID pull forward comps and then margin profiles. In terms of the macro, we're reasonably bullish on banking legislation in the second half of the year. There's some arguments that at least targeted reforms rather than the broad ones that were never really considered by the Schumer bill. But we started to see some consensus form around at least a handful of criminal justice dynamics, and even a little bit of understanding where you could see the IRS and the tax authorities involved, but some sense that a SAFE Plus package could be something that gets support. Let's see. But in terms of how we are investing in the space, again, you don't invest in cannabis today because you think federal is coming in the next couple months. We're investing in high growth companies in a sector that sees an addressable market continue to grow. In terms of CNBS, up 0.3% last week, wanted to talk a little bit for a second just about Trulieve, because I think here's a case where you have a margin profile that's been under a bit of pressure, but that actually they reported sequential growth last quarter that far outperformed some of their peers, up 4.3%. Not a huge number, but most of the peer group was down anywhere from, 1 to 15%. And talking about this with Trulieve, because I believe more broadly, we should be looking at sales multiples for these companies. We should be looking at positioning for long-term growth, and that the margins are going to continue to see pressure, but will end up substantially above peer groups. So let's continue to track that. But again, mentioning Trulieve, who reported last week, and the story here was at least one, there are some encouraging signs, and we have heard from a handful of the MSOs that May trends are already better than April trends, which in many cases were certainly an improvement. So we're going to leave you there. This is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of May 24th. I'm Tim Seymour. Have a great week.